1-800-250-FREE is the SACL CAI toll-free line. You can join us on our website. Head over to freetalklive.com. Enjoy the features that are waiting for you there. Once again, freetalklive.com. With you tonight, it's Ian.
And Daryl.
We're going to continue with your calls here in a moment. But just to reflect a little bit, Jay Noon was on the phone with us in the last hour. And for those of you just tuning in, the history with Free Talk Live and Jay Noon goes back for a little bit. It was back in 2011 that myself and Pete Ayer from copblock.org, as well as some other activists, Mark was included, went down to Jay Noon's home in Palmer, Massachusetts, where the town of Palmer was proceeding against him to attempt to take his home from him in tax sale because he had not ever paid property taxes. As, you know, he doesn't believe that he's obligated to. Why is it that if you buy a piece of land somewhere that all of a sudden some criminal agency known as the town of fill-in-the-blank, you know, is somehow entitled to your money?
Well, because Lord Baron such-and-such... Oh, wait, no, this isn't the UK, is it? We don't
well,
have
it was
lords
at one time,
barons
I guess.
And dukes that claim that you're part of their fiefdom?
Well, not anymore. They're not called lords and barons and dukes. They're called city councilors or town councilmen and chiefs of police. And so they were going after him, and we caught a lot of interesting video of what transpired back then. They did successfully. We prevented them from taking his home from him at that time, several
that
months
day.
Later, on that day. And actually, for several months, they didn't try. But then later, they did, and they were successful at evicting him from his own home. And then over about a year later, they decided to move against him with tax sale proceedings to actually steal the property from him. Actually, they'd already stolen the property by kicking him out and having him evicted. But then they actually went through the process of selling it
from their theft.
Well, they attempted to, but they ended up actually selling the house for a little bit less than what they claimed that Jay Noon owed him.
Seeing as how it cost them virtually nothing to
correct.
Get the property,
they still won out.
Any amount that they received would still be a profit.
Right. He lost the home that he was living in, that he still is paying payments on to a private lender, so he's still paying for the house that he no longer is able to inhabit. And during the process of going down to support him at the tax sale, I ended up getting arrested for recording with a video camera in town hall. Daryl, you were there
yes.
to witness this arrest. And not only did they arrest me for recording video, but the charge ended up being disorderly conduct. They claimed that I was disrupting the proceedings of the tax sale, which included the registration period, which was where
which
we
was taking place in
behind
a completely separate room.
Yeah, behind a closed door it was taking place. I wasn't really yelling or anything like that. They claimed that I was, you know, causing a ruckus and, you know, making a lot of noise.
I don't believe
in the hallway.
You ever raised your voice.
I did raise my voice a little bit once the cop put his hands on me. That at that point, I did raise my voice, but his claim was that he arrested me because I had raised my voice and that I was, you know, being disruptive. But then, even after I'd been arrested and taken away, you and the rest of the folks there, including apparently the newspaper reporter that had come along, were not even allowed into what was advertised as a public, very public, open tax sale.
Yes, and I was told that I personally was not allowed to remain inside the building.
Hmm. That's because you were hanging out with me, right?
Whereas other people were allowed in the building to come and go. But when he told me, you know, you have to leave, I pulled out my press badge
wow.
that I was wearing around my neck and said, "You're kicking out the press." Yes, I am.
Yes, we are. And
you're
we'll get
violating
away with it.
The freedom of the press. Yes. Go outside into the little human cattle area. Although he didn't call it a human cattle area.
They had
he called
a free
it
speech
the free
zone.
Speech zone.
Yep.
Didn't matter that I was there, you know, basically to observe what was going on.
At an ostensibly public meeting.
I was told that I had to be in the free speech zone.
So that happened, and they charged me with disorderly conduct. I've got a couple of different disorderly conduct charges. One is a town ordinance. The other is a misdemeanor charge. Thankfully, the misdemeanor charge in this case doesn't have jail time associated with it because it's the first disorderly conduct I've received in Massachusetts. However, there is a fine involved if I'm found guilty, and I do not intend to pay that fine, and I've yet to determine what that means in Massachusetts. Here in New Hampshire, if you don't pay a fine, you can sit it off for $50 a day in jail.
I don't know of any other state that allows you to sit off a fine in jail.
I don't know what to expect out of Massachusetts. I mean, I don't intend to pay them anything. So, and I don't know how it's going to go. I mean, Jay Noon just called to tell us that he had a driving while revoked, a couple of those charges dismissed by going in there and basically telling them that he doesn't consent to their system. And I really think that's an interesting approach. I've never seen it work, but now Jay Noon's saying it's worked for him. And I would have loved to have been there to see that happen. I don't know if he recorded any video of that. I doubt that that he did.
They do not allow cameras inside the court building.
Well, that can't be true. I mean, I know that at Adamo and Pete's trial in Massachusetts, not in the same town, but in another place in Massachusetts, cameras absolutely were allowed in.
There were signs posted that said at the courthouse, cameras, cell phones, and any electric device must be left in the vehicles.
I have already put in a notice to record, so I intend to have my hearings, all of them, recorded. So we'll see how that goes on Monday morning.
Yeah.
And I don't know how many people are going to be able to go out, because, you know, it's Monday morning. It's not in New Hampshire. And this is one of the reasons why I suggested I didn't want to get arrested in Massachusetts. But I just have a problem saying, you know, I just have a problem backing down when people are trying to throw their weight around, government people are trying to throw their weight around, and doing so, in my opinion, completely illegally.
Right.
I should have been allowed to record video in that town hall, and I should have been allowed to go inside that room and record video, but I was prevented from doing so. The ACLU in Massachusetts, I've spoken with them. They seem interested, but their head attorney has not yet responded. I mean, he responded to one email that I sent, but he hasn't gotten back to me yet as far as whether or not I'll see him on Monday morning. So it's yet to be determined whether or not the ACLU is going to be stepping in on this particular case. He did tell me that it was the ACLU that represented Simon Glick in the historic Glick decision, which actually happened to transpire in Massachusetts, which decided the Massachusetts Supreme Court decided that I think it was the Massachusetts Supreme Court.
First Circuit Court of Appeals.
Yeah, the U.S. First Circuit Court of Appeals decided that every government bureaucrat was subject to being recorded if they're on their public duties.
While on duty in the performance of their duty.
Yeah, their functions as government officials. So, I mean, it seems like I'm well within my rights to have done what I did.
That's why they didn't charge you with wiretapping.
That's true.
And I was having a conversation with someone a few days ago, and I said, I don't think that the cops would have cared if there would have been 15 people filming. They would have arrested everyone.
You think so?
I think they would have.
In Palmer, we would have outnumbered them. I don't think they would have made a move on 15 people.
I think they would have.
I, you know, having had experience doing mass civil disobedience, the more people you have on the side of freedom, the less likely they are to act.
If it would have been what other person filming?
They would have arrested both, for sure.
What about if there were three other people?
Generally, as soon as they get outnumbered, they get kind of, you know, unwilling to move forward with their enforcements. I mean, if they feel like it's an obedient bunch.
And I think they had eight cops on duty.
Did they? Okay. Then, yeah. I mean,
Palmer doesn't have more than a dozen cops.
I would say up to 10 activists could have been arrested in that case. But if you had 15 or 20 people with video cameras, they would have probably backed down.
But there weren't 15 activists that were there.
Nope, there weren't. And that's one of the problems with being in Massachusetts.
If everyone that was there would have had a camera, I believe everyone that was there with the camera would have been arrested.
I think you're right about that. Whether or not they were loud about it, you mean?
Yeah.
Yeah. 855-450-FREE, that's the SACL CAI toll-free line. Let's go to Eric. He's in Connecticut. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Eric.
Hey, guys. I was thinking about getting paid in Bitcoin.
Sure.
So if I offer a service, let's say I do some contract work, and I get paid in Bitcoin throughout the whole year, what tax issues might I run into at the end of the year?
Interesting question. Hang on. We'll talk about it here in a moment. Bitcoins and taxes. 855-453, the SACL CAI toll-free line. We are not accountants by trade, but we've got some ideas, I think, that we'll share. And you, of course, can take control as well. 855-450-FREE. You can bring up anything you want. It's Free Talk Live.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 800-790-4961 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 800-790-4961 to take your call now. Call 800-790-4961. That's 800-790-4961. Again, 800-790-4961.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw-free enterprise, or is our monetary unit we call the Federal Reserve Note forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states it's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
We have witnessed two terrible storms in the east, but we are still in the eye of the perfect storm. The most devastating economic condition since the Great Depression. America's worst drought in agricultural history. And now the economic results of the presidential election. This perfect storm is a huge threat to everyone's food supply. I just doubled down and got even more supplies from eFoods Direct, and I recommend you do the same. It's time to get your own supply from eFoods Direct. I know I won't be standing in a bread line trading my freedom for food. I'm taking control of my future. And you're nuts if you don't do the same. Go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex to find the specials. And you can start with a holiday gift pack that's normally $80, now under $50. Remember, I can warn you, but I can't feed you. Call 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. Would you rather prepare 6 months too early or 1 day too late? 409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex.
Here it comes, another cold and flu season. Get ready for it and save now during the pre-winter sale at HerbalHealer.com. Don't be without powerful natural flu fighters like elderberry power capsules. They support the immune system and they have antiviral properties. Another powerful antiviral is olive leaf capsules, highly recommended by Herbal Healer Academy. Also on sale is Physician Strength Oregacillin, a savior for the lungs. It fights bacteria, virus, and fungus. Our famous four herb capsules are a gentle liver cleanser and can be taken daily. Also featured this winter are the homeopathic detoxes. Liver, kidney, lung, lymph, whole body, and brain detox. On sale. And remember, as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Log on and hit the pre-winter specials at HerbalHealer.com. Healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
Now, more Free Talk Live. Dial in at 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. Bring up whatever you want. Toll-free number, 855-453. It's the SACL CAI toll-free line. And with you tonight, it's Ian.
And Daryl.
And don't forget, you can join us online over at freetalklive.com. We've got archives, so if you've missed a moment of Free Talk Live, it's no big deal. You can click and download as many episodes as you would enjoy. You can go to freetalklive.com right there at the top. You'll find the last 7 days worth of the show. And then if you click into the archives section, that takes you back for years worth of Free Talk Live. In addition, you can also download archives through our SoundCloud page. Plus, you'll find Edgington Post episodes there as well, which is what Mark does, who's normally sitting across from me here, but he takes Fridays off. You can grab his episodes from our SoundCloud page at soundcloud.freetalklive.com. That's soundcloud.freetalklive.com. And we're talking about bitcoins. We'll get back to our phone call here in just a moment, but I want to remind you, now, one of the realities of a world with fiat currencies is that the state inflates the currency base to fund its wars. It's mathematically impossible to inflate bitcoins, and if the world used bitcoins, governments would have to think long and hard about who they blow up. Antiwar.com is having its fund drive, and they are taking bitcoins. You can go to antiwar.freetalklive.com. That's a quick link to get you to where you need to go on the anti-war site. Antiwar.freetalklive.com, and that will allow you to donate via Bitcoin, if you like, or those old Federal Reserve notes, if you still have some of those. And they are the, by the way, only ones out there that are reporting news that isn't constantly slanted towards war. Antiwar.freetalklive.com. You may contribute in your with your Bitcoins. Let's go back to Eric, listening in Connecticut. Now, Eric, you were calling in regards to a question about working as a contractor and actually getting paid in Bitcoins and wondering what that meant for income taxes.
Right, because what do you report at the end of the year if you only receive Bitcoin? I mean, the IRS doesn't want to hear that you've collected, you've made, you know, 20,000 Bitcoin come tax season.
Yeah, so, I mean, I don't really do this whole income tax thing. Daryl, do you do the income tax thing?
I do under duress.
I'm sorry to hear that.
Only because I'm one of those people that is not financially able to be self-employed.
Yeah.
So I do file, but I found some ways around most of the income taxes. If you file exempt, and there are certain criteria that you have to meet, and if you are a low enough wage earner and you've played the system the right way for several years, then you fit the criteria to be able to file exempt. And then nothing that you earn is taxable, and therefore you have no taxable earnings.
Now, to the question at hand here, Eric, as I understand it, and I'm not an attorney, nor am I, you know, an accountant, and neither is Daryl. But it's, as my understanding, you know, if I pay you in bananas, you know, there's no record of that. There's no, I don't know what kind of
record. There is no record of paying in bananas. There's no record of someone being paid in cash. So even though the federal government still claims that you are to report all income from all methods,
they rely on you.
And there's actually a line on the 1040 that says income from illegal activity.
Really?
Yes. I wish I made that up.
Yeah, what you're doing, you're saying what you're doing is legal. You're absolutely right.
Right,
I'm
just saying that there's a line for income from illegal activities. There's no records of illegal activity, unless, of course, you get caught. But as far as, you know, reporting, a lot of it is you are basically being asked to incriminate yourself.
Correct.
To say that you have to give them money that they can't prove that you owe.
Right. Everything that the IRS knows about you, someone told them. So it was either your employer who sent them a 1099 or a W-2 and or, you know, some other organization that paid you that's very obedient to the state that is sending in information. So what you want to really ask yourself is the person that you worked for as a contractor, are they sending in something to the IRS about paying you in bitcoins? If not, then I would say leave it alone.
Yes. There was a businessman out in Nevada. I believe he was in Las Vegas, but I could be wrong on where exactly in Nevada he was.
The guy that paid in gold and silver?
He was paying in gold, paying them with the $50 gold coin, which obviously has a melt value of much higher. I think at the time it was $1,300 was the melt value of the coin. But he paid, it says legal tender, you know, it's legal tender under federal law. Face value says 50, so here's your $50 for the 2 weeks. And somehow the feds came in and I forget what loophole they found to be able to shut this guy down, but they found a way to shut him down.
Was he found liable? I thought that.
Yes.
I thought there was a case where a guy paying in gold and silver was actually managed to have success.
For a short time, he did, but he eventually was shut down by the feds.
Yeah, well, I mean, they'll get you if they want to get you, right? So if there's information being shared with them about your habits, Eric, then that could come back to bite you. But if this guy that's paying you is cool enough to pay you in Bitcoin, presumably he'd be cool enough to not send any kind of statement to the state. Your thoughts?
That sounds good to me. I'm pretty sure he's not running his mouth if he's paying me in Bitcoin. So sounds like good advice.
Yeah, just like if someone was paying you in bananas, chickens, and cornmeal, they probably would not be filing that with the feds.
Well, there are some really obedient people out there who absolutely would file those things. They would feel like, oh, it's my country. I've got to do what they say. I've got to do some conversions and figure out what these chickens are worth and figure out what the Bitcoin's worth, because you obviously can't write down, you know, 15 chickens on the income tax form, and you can't write down a bunch of Bitcoins on there either. So that's one of the arguments that I think someone would make from a legal perspective, is that the income tax only applies to, Federal Reserve notes, not necessarily other things.
Right. Well, I've heard people say that they tell their boss they only want to be paid in real money, not Federal Reserve notes, but they still get a paycheck like everybody else that says $247.
Eric, good luck with your plot there. I hope it pans out for you. And anything else you want to share tonight?
No, that's it, guys.
Appreciate the call tonight. Thanks for making it. 855-450-FREE. Yeah, anything that you can avoid paying as far as the government is concerned, you should go for it as far as I'm concerned. But then again, I'm somebody who doesn't pay income tax. And so, you know, if you are frightened, and that's what they want, yeah, they want you to be frightened, because that's why they go after people like Willie Nelson or Wesley Snipes every now and then, these high target kind of high publicity attacks against people. They want you to think that you're next. They want you to think that they're likely to target you. They'll go after Wesley Snipes. They'll go after me. But most people that don't pay taxes, they never go after, because they don't have the manpower. They don't have the time. They don't have, and a lot of them aren't even really worth it, because, you know, they're not making that much money.
Right.
And so therefore, it's not really like a Wesley Snipes where they could possibly get a whole bunch of money out of it after the fact. So I think your odds are probably better than you think that they are, as far as, you know, not paying the income tax is concerned. Plus, if a bunch of people stop paying income tax, then what are they going to really do about it? So I hope more people will keep the money that they earned and stop obeying the state and stop kowtowing to the man. 855-450-FREE, that's the SACL CAI toll-free line. What would you do with the extra money if you could actually keep it instead of sending it to them? Think about that. More coming up. You take control. This is Free Talk Live.
Fight back this cold and flu season with the world's best garlic extract, Alli-C. Why Alli-C? Because it helps your body fight viruses, bacteria, and fungi. Alli-C has been scientifically proven in double-blind studies using low doses to greatly reduce the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Alli-C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin, the active ingredient in crushed garlic. Studies show Alli-C is effective against MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections. One tablet of Alli-C has the equivalent of 40 cloves of garlic. Alli-C supports your body's resistance to all types of conditions and can help lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. So boost your body's resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Alli-C. For more information and to order Alli-C, call 877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com. That's 1-877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com for your Alli-C today.
What looks good under your Christmas tree and tastes even better? Big Berkey water filters. Yes, the gift of clean water. A gift that provides a great foundation for achieving good health in the lives of your loved ones. A Big Berkey water filter gives them protection from bacteria, heavy metals, chlorine, fluoride, pesticides and herbicides, VOCs and more. And best of all, a Big Berkey water filter is a gift that lasts for many years with no additional investment. And that saves time and money in filter replacements that other water filters require and are even powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water. As always, all orders over $50 are shipped free, and GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Order online at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com, spelled Big, B-E-R-K-E-Y, WaterFilters.com, or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Gift well this Christmas. Give a Big Berkey water filter.
Iodine protection packs from hempusa.org are now in stock for immediate delivery worldwide. Our iodine protection packs include microplant powder, green life kelp, red palm oil, and our clear roll-on iodine that will feed the body the iodine it needs. All iodine protection packs are in stock, save you money, and ship for free in all 50 states. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
Who wants to be disease-free, full of energy, and vibrant health? Two reasons you may feel constantly tired and run down could be that your body's acid level is high and your pH level is low. How does acid enter your body? A cup of coffee, a sandwich, tap water, stress, and cell phones. Plus, your own body produces acid on a regular basis. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize the water you drink and raise your pH level. They promote more oxygen in your system, higher energy potential, and many other documented health benefits. And studies show viruses, bacteria, and toxins cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops is the least expensive and the best pH level product you can buy. Order AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for just $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, spelled AlkaVision.com, or call 800-518-7615. That's 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body, supercharge your health with pH Drops from AlkaVision.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in now, 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. Bring up what you want toll free, 855-450-FREE. It's the SACL CAI toll free line. You can join us online at freetalklive.com. Enjoy all the features that we share with you there. Once again, freetalklive.com. We were talking about bitcoins a moment ago and how it could be used, in my opinion, as an excellent tool to avoid paying income tax, because if the government doesn't know about you receiving something, then they shouldn't have to know about it. You shouldn't be informing them about it. What obligation do you have to tell them all of your personal finances, to tell them all of the things that you have that you value? If you buy something of value at a garage sale because you know it's, you know, really valuable, do you report that to them too?
You're supposed to, if you sell it and make a profit.
Well, in this case, I said buy, but either way, yeah, I mean, let's say you get something that's really valuable. You find something that you know is valuable, but the person selling it at the garage sale doesn't know it's valuable.
Or like what happened last night. I went to an auction here locally with one of the local activists, Jay, and I bought some things that I know that I can turn around and sell and make a decent amount of money.
What obligation do you have to tell the state about that? Do you ever sign an agreement with them saying you tell them everything about your personal finances? Right. So why bother? Why bother giving them more information over you than they already have? So you can use, in my opinion, Bitcoin to help you with this. Bitcoin is an amazing system that is both a currency and kind of the system itself, the financial system, meaning that if you go and get the Bitcoin client, and there are a few different ones from which to choose, install it on your computer, and then get some Bitcoins over at bitinstant.com, you are well on your road to some level of financial independence, because you actually get to control your own bank account, so to speak. You are your own banker. Although I did hear recently that there's some bank that will be accepting Bitcoins opening up or something like
really?
That. I don't know if I trust them as far as I can throw them, but you know, supposedly that's in the works. And there are a lot of neat things that are coming out in relation to Bitcoins, like, for instance, they allow people to gamble online without having to worry about the financial restrictions that credit card providers and bankers have to be subject to prevent you from accessing gambling websites. So the Bitcoin is really helping people experience a new level of freedom online, that more so than they already had, especially people in countries that have even more oppressive regimes in this country. Bitcoin,
Iran.
Like Iran and Argentina. Bitcoin is allowing these folks to just escape the disastrous governmental financial systems by storing their value in this cryptocurrency. It is mathematically impossible for Bitcoins to be counterfeited or inflated. It's impossible for anyone, including governments, to block you from sending or receiving these payments. They'd have to shut down the internet to stop Bitcoin. And it's mathematically impossible for anyone to freeze your account or interfere with your account in any way. You can also use Bitcoins, if you're careful about it, anonymously, which opens up a whole other world of purchasing possibilities. So it's a really amazing product. I recommend you get some, and you can do that over at bitinstant.com. That's bitinstant.com. Let's go to continue with your phone calls here. Virgil is listening in Columbus. You're on Free Talk Live. Hey, Virgil.
Hi, guys. How are you?
Great. What's on your mind tonight?
So last night, you guys were talking about text messaging and how, you know, there's apparently some legislation proposed that, you know, mobile carriers would store messages for a certain amount of time and so on.
Yes.
And you're also wondering about the overhead that text messaging takes on a network and so on. And interestingly enough, I wanted to talk to you guys a little bit about this. Text messaging is actually using, on most carriers, actually I think all of them, carriers use a back channel, something called the SS7 protocol. They use a back communication channel, which is used for signaling, to send text messages to and mm-hmm. from headsets. So it actually doesn't take any overhead for them, believe it or not. There's no overhead and no additional cost for them to allow users to send text. They just kind of, years ago, they just kind of discovered this. And they figured out a way to milk users for more money, which I guess is good for them. So
yeah, they sure did.
Yeah, and as far as the retention goes, most carriers, and I think you were talking about this last evening, most carriers only store messages for about 72 hours. I think T-Mobile only may store them for only a few hours, I believe.
Mm-hmm.
And really, the issue is that most people don't realize that the NSA is already getting a lot of this data already.
Ah, okay.
So, you know, if you have, there have been three whistleblowers already from NSA. There's a guy named Thomas Drake, Kirk Weeb, and a mathematician, actually a very well-known cryptographer. His name is William Benny. All these guys, all three of them, used to work for the NSA. They resigned, and you know, they've spoken at length in public about the extensive surveillance that NSA does on you know, on every American, more or less. Whether you send email, text messages, instant messages, and so on, they're most likely indexed somewhere by someone or some sort of a government agency somewhere.
Yeah, that's an interesting point. So what you're saying is that even though the phone companies themselves don't carry records for a very long time of text messages, that maybe some government agency like the NSA is sniffing them out. But apparently, if that's true, the other agencies don't know it, right? Because the other agencies are claiming, or at least so it seems, the other agencies, the police agencies, are lobbying Congress to force these companies to hold text messages for 2 years. So if they knew that they could just talk to the NSA and get this information, you'd think they'd be doing that.
Yeah, I don't think the NSA is sharing any of this. And we got to remember, you know, local police departments, they don't have any resources like the federal government does anyways.
Mm-hmm.
But there's actually, you know, look at the GSM protocol, right? It has encryption built in. When you send a text message over the air, it's encrypted. The problem is there's equipment that you can fit in the back of a pickup truck that can, you know, decrypt GSM encryption keys and break them on the fly. So if the NSA targets you and if you're deemed important enough, they will get your text messages no matter what. You know, it doesn't matter if AT&T or Verizon stores them. They will get them regardless.
And if there's a warrant too, I mean, if the cops put a, you know, they get a warrant on your phone, they'll be able to monitor all your text messages at that point.
The NSA doesn't need warrants because of FISA.
Right.
Absolutely, and I'm glad you brought that up. FISA, in 2008, they passed the FISA Amendment Act, FAA, and that actually gave the NSA even more powers to monitor supposedly only international phone calls, emails, and stuff. But as we all know, that doesn't – I mean, these international calls go to someone here in the U.S. So, you know, they are monitoring internal communication as well. Not only that, but in the FAA Act, they also gave immunity to telecommunication companies, so there is no liability for them, you know.
If they turn over your information.
Yeah. So you cannot sue them. There's no legal recourse for anyone as long as they, you know, they're covered.
I was surprised that they're not already keeping years' worth of text messages. I mean, I've just, you know, I'm not planning in violence or anything like that, so I'm not concerned if they're reading my messages. I've just kind of operated, you know, as though they already are. I think that's generally a good way to operate, as though you're already compromised.
That's very, very smart, Ian. And I really doubt that if you send a text message to a buddy and ask him if he has a joint to give you for the evening, I don't think that the NSA cares about small fish like that.
No, I agree. I agree.
Well, you know, and if you're sending a text message asking for that, you're not going to use the term joint anyway.
Well, it depends. I mean, some people will, some people won't. Some people are kind of sloppy with what they send over text. You'd be surprised. But people should think about that. They should think about that somebody could be monitoring their communications before they send them.
Yeah. And the good news, Ian, that, you know, if you're a little bit technically inclined, there are ways around it. Just recently, there's a guy named Phil Zimmerman. He's actually the guy that invented PGP. It's a well-known encryption tool. Years ago, the federal government actually arrested him for publicizing the source code for PGP. The federal government tried to look at PGP as actually ammunition. They labeled it as munition in an effort to put this guy in jail. Of course, they had to let him go. And if you go look his Wikipedia page, read it and look it up, it's a fascinating story.
Virgil, but thanks for sharing your call, man, and the thoughts tonight. I appreciate hearing from you. Oh, you can hang on if you'd like. 855-450-FREE. It's Free Talk Live.
If you own a home, you need to hear what customers say about ADT monitored home security from Protect Your Home. Betty S. from Atlanta told us,
I love ADT. The alarm system makes me feel safe, even though I live in an area where crime is increasing. The most important thing is peace of mind, sound sleep at night, and comfort when I'm away.
Now you can have peace of mind too with your own ADT monitored security system. Call today and get a free security system worth $850. That includes free hardware and fire alert button with $99 installation fee and purchase of monitoring services. But you must call Protect Your Home, your authorized ADT dealer, soon at 888-533-4052. That's 888-533-4052. $99 installation charge, 36-month monitoring agreement, $33.99 per month, $1,223.64. Payment by credit card or electronic bank account charge for new homeowner customers with satisfactory credit history only. Local permit fees may be required. Certain restrictions may apply. Cannot be combined with any other offer. License number CAACO6320 at FLEC1300-3427. Call for additional numbers.
Preparedness is simple when you have the right stuff. And with the looming threat of economic collapse and possible service interruption, it's time to get the best-in-class preparedness stuff at DisasterStuff.com. DisasterStuff.com has been serving smart preppers for over 15 years with quality products like Berkey water filters. DisasterStuff.com is the official Berkey in-stock shipping center. And as always, free shipping on all Berkey products. Stock up on water barrels and accessories. Get Country Living or Wonder Mill grain mills, Excalibur food dehydrators, Tatler reusable canning lids, Sun Oven solar cookers, EMP bags to protect sensitive electronics, and don't be without your Life Straw personal water filter, all from DisasterStuff.com. Preparedness is simple with the right stuff from DisasterStuff.com. Freedom through self-reliance and personal responsibility.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Hi, my name is Annette, and due to menopause symptoms for nearly 2 years, I suffered severe hot flashes, which prevented me from sleeping all night. It was so hard to work because I continued all day to have the hot flashes from hell. I was exhausted and depleted. After only 3 weeks on One World Way, I have no hot flashes, and I'm sleeping normally again. I feel energized and strong. This is an amazing product.
It is a little-known fact that every single cell of your body is supposed to produce 10% of its protein content as glutathione. But due to toxicity and aging, it does not. Could glutathione be a missing factor in optimal cell function for your entire body? If you restore the optimal glutathione levels in your cells, especially your glands and organs, then as a result, your glands and organs work better. Imagine the quality of life improvement you might have. To order One World Way, call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. Take control of the airwaves toll-free. 855-450-FREE, the SACL CAI toll-free line. You can join us on our website. Just head over to freetalklive.com and enjoy the features that you'll find waiting for you there. Again, freetalklive.com. And with you in studio, it's Ian.
And Daryl.
Daryl's here, courtesy of his website, fpp.cc. As we continue to take your calls about whatever's on your mind. Virgil is on the line with us here. He's kind of giving us an inside look into the text messages and whether or not how subject they are to being received by governments. And there was something else you had wanted to add to the discussion, so go ahead, Virgil.
Yeah, thanks for holding me over the break, Ian. I really appreciate it. One thing I wanted to add is that, you know, those of you who listen to the show, there you don't have to be desperate about it. You know, paranoia does pay, and it helps to be aware of what's going on. But, technology always comes through, and the market comes through. And what I wanted to mention is that Phil Zimmerman, the guy that actually invented PGP, he started a new company. And just about 2 months ago, he came out with a service. It's called Silent Circle. And they offer encrypted phone calls, encrypted video calls, and encrypted text messages for smartphones. It's something like $10 or $15 a month. I don't know exactly how much it costs. The servers are hosted overseas, so they're supposedly somewhat out of the reach of the United States government. Mm-hmm. And it's something worth considering. So it's not, you know, like I said, the market tends to deliver, services to those who are seeking them. Nice. And it's something to keep in mind.
SilentCircle.com, Global Encrypted Communication Service. Sounds pretty cool, man. Thanks for the heads up. Maybe, I don't know, maybe we'll send Mark after him so you can get him as an advertiser. That'd be kind of cool.
Never know.
Thanks for the call. Appreciate hearing from you tonight. Yep, 855-450-FREE. Now, as I mentioned last night, there's a program for the Android called Text Secure, but it's in beta and it's kind of buggy. So, I mean, it mostly works from my experience with it, but it doesn't always work. Sometimes messages that you send will just not make it to the recipient, and you'll see them type something else, and you'll wonder, wait, did I miss something? And then, oh yeah, whoops, they sent something, but it never even came through. So certainly not a perfect system thus far. I'd like to see more competition in the area of encrypted communication.
And I know I've gotten text messages where the person said, I sent this 2 hours ago. What took you so long to respond?
Yeah, sometimes things just...
I got it 30 seconds ago.
Right, yeah, and I guess it's just clutter in the tubes or something like that, slowing things down. Sean's in Daytona Beach. You're on Free Talk Live. Hey, Sean.
How are you gentlemen doing tonight?
Just great. What's on your mind?
Oh, I was listening on your online stream, and you started talking about income tax, and that's always the personal hobby subject of mine.
All right.
I know we're like-minded because you don't necessarily like the whole magical words thing.
Yes.
And, one of the things, and I've spent a lot of time, getting into legal dictionaries, and one of the things that I've found fascinating is that this whole concept of status that we've kind of lost. This is at least how the system looks at us, right? In this undisclosed capacity or status, like you pull out a legal dictionary and a name is just a designation. It's capacity, right? It's like I'm Sean Incorporated as far as the government's concerned. And one of the things that really fascinates me is, prior to 1933, you break out those magical legal dictionaries and sprinkle some, pixie dust on it. Commerce, the definition of commerce was always understood to mean with the intent to realize a profit, right?
Okay.
And so now after 1933, when you break out the magical legal dictionaries, commerce just means pretty much any transaction, right? So basically all they're saying is that once the government stopped paying debt with intrinsic money and it began discharging debts with commercial paper, that when we go to the grocery store, if we go to the grocery store and buy a banana with a gold coin, there was no intent to realize a profit. But when we go to the grocery store and buy a banana with commercial paper that has no intrinsic value, we're using this federal privilege of exchange, right, that makes us subject to Club Fed getting a cut for using, this federal privilege of exchange. And so in its essence, we got these bankers, the bankrupt of the country, that could arguably said, yeah. Well, we could argue that they're running the country since they're the ones that got bailed out, right? So the bankers are bankrupt of the country that are administrating the bankruptcy. As far as they're concerned, we're just like little economic units engaged in commerce out here 24/7, right? Mm-hmm. And everything that we do makes us subject to some kind of commercial regulation, whatever it is, and it's so absurd, it's not even funny. But with regards to the income tax, one of the things that I like is just treating my designation or capacity like the corporation it is. Sean Incorporated gets a check, gets income, then I'll just put on my treasurer mask for Sean Incorporated, and I'll turn right around and write myself a check. So, because Sean Incorporated has a labor expense just like any other corporation, right? I mean, corporations just have income and expenses. And so my corporation, my little vessel in commerce, does have a labor expense, which is me, since I'm doing all the labor.
Okay.
So when you write a check out, the check's the evidence right there that you got it because the vessel is the name that's on the check. And in the pay to the order line is the person that got paid, which is a separate party. And then down
you're losing
the
me, man.
Line.
Are you following this, Daryl?
I think I know what he's saying. He has a corporation that only has one board member and one employee, the same person.
Wait, have you filed for a corporation, or are you just saying that they treat you as though you're a corporation?
Well, I'm just saying, when you get... let's take a certificate of birth. I don't know if you've ever looked up the definitions of certificate in legal dictionaries, right? But the definition of certificate in the magical legal dictionaries is something you give to an insolvent person whose estate is bankrupt or to an alien that's been naturalized, right? So,
which dictionary did you get this definition from?
That definition would specifically come from like the 1856 Bouvier's Dictionary of Law by John Bouvier.
Okay, what's the Black's Law Dictionary say?
Well, I could pull it up, but Black's Law Dictionary doesn't have a definition for certificate of birth till like the 1991.
Okay, so where are we going with this? I mean, how can this any of this information help the average person? Because the deeper we get into the discussion, the more esoteric it seems to become, and I don't know how it's valuable.
Let me just make a simple premise, okay? So the way the government spells your name is in all capital letters, which is just
except that's not always true.
Okay, well, it's a status, it's a capacity. It's all it is. It goes back, if you go back into the ancient Roman civil law about capitis, I mean, it's all derived from the word capital, capitis. You go back in the ancient Roman civil law, there's capitis dementio, which has to do with raising and lowering, you know, a person's status in society.
It's an interesting theory, but I can't find any evidence that it actually matters.
And let me guess, you think that the word understand does not mean to comprehend, that it means that you stand under the authority of the person asking you that question?
No, all I'm saying is that that entity on the birth certificate, as far as they're concerned, represents like some contract with the legislature, right? That your parents got created. And
try telling that to a judge, man. Have you ever tried that?
Okay. Yeah, actually.
How'd that go for you?
I have already nullified that entity because I've already sent into the Department of Health from the state that my particular certificate of birth was created. I've already annulled my signature and nullified, withdrawn my consent, extinguished that particular legal entity.
Uh-huh. So you're a free man then, huh?
Yeah, I don't use that entity, but when I used to use that entity, I'm just saying what I would do is I would just treat it like the corporation that it is, a little corporate entity.
So what has happened when you've been in front of a judge and you've explained that that's not me on that piece of paper, that's a corporation that's got the same name as me? How does that go?
I don't make that argument because I don't think it's relevant. If I'm in front of a judge, the only thing I'm concerned about is, hey, the regulation we're talking about here is a regulation for commerce, so I just want somebody to prove that I was actually engaged in commerce at the time of this particular incident. That's the only thing I care about. I care less what you want to call me.
Do you have any records that prove that you've had success in court?
Yeah,
I'd love to see them. If you want to send them over, that'd be great. Over at you can email them to ian@freetalklive.com, and it's an interesting claim. I don't know if they're, you know, in my experience, it doesn't matter anything, you know, making these claims about corporate status and, you know, the corporations, you know, your name being a corporation, you know, not consenting and all that never really seems to do anything because they don't really care. You know, maybe it's all true, but they don't really care because they can do whatever it is they want to. And, Sean, thanks for the call tonight. Thanks. Appreciate it. Look forward to hearing, seeing your evidence. 855-450-FREE. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. You can bring up absolutely anything that you want to and take control of the airwaves here. Now, hour number three is next. This is Free Talk Live.
Under the mistletoe this year, there's only one thing you should be slipping into your lover's mouth. Stateless Sweets, delicious, handmade, all-natural candy. The holidays are going to be full of empty calories this year, so make your calories count with the very best handcrafted confections. Chocolate-covered pistachio brittle, salted honey caramels, English toffee, and the best fudge you've ever tasted. You need this for your holiday parties. Go to statelesssweets.com and use coupon code FTL to save 10%. Statelesssweets.com.
Are you in trouble with the IRS? Tax Debt Relief Centers wants to give you a free consultation to give you real relief. We know your rights. We know how to get you maximum relief. If you owe the IRS or state $15,000 or more, call us for a free, no-obligation consultation. We can help with liens and wage garnishments. Get freedom. 800-714-9653. That's 800-714-9653. Help is here. Call 800-714-9653.
Pharmacist Ben Fuchs believes virtually all disease states can be backtracked to digestive problems.
Deficiencies in stomach acid can affect all downstream systems. Taking digestive enzymes can be amazingly helpful for dealing with deficiencies in stomach acid. Enzymes require low pH for activation. You can also use aloe vera juice, by the way. Sugars in aloe vera have a coating effect on the digestive system. Longevity has a cool product called Noni Plus, which is made from aloe and the noni fruit. It's tasty. It can also function to support digestive acidification of the stomach, and activation of digestive enzymes.
Take pharmacist Ben's advice and support your digestive system by ordering Noti Plus from Youngevity. Call 866-735-2470. That's 866-735-2470 or on the web at brightsideben.com. That's brightsideben.com. Order today.